without you. I came to Jesus as I was, weary, wounded, and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. Sister Bean, it's good to see you in worship today. It's good to see you. We know the storms that you've gone through and the storm that you're going through. And our prayers are with you. And we want to take a moment now to ask God's healing in your life, if you don't mind. Lord, we thank you for Adele Bean, for her love for you and her love for her family and for the family of God that we call Second Baptist. We pray for your healing in her life. We know what the physicians have said, but we also know that you are the divine physician, that you are the balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. And so we pray now that medical science and your divine power come together as one to heal her body, to lift her up where she can again walk the floor as an usher, give praise to your name and worship. Pray for her husband and for her children's children. Bless now Adele Bean with your total healing. Make her whole. In the name of Christ our Lord, we pray. May the message today speak to each one of us, that we may know that you are the bread of life. Thank again for your goodness and for your mercy. It was in the precious name of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, that we pray. And all of the people who love God said amen.
Amen.
And those who are not afraid shouted hallelujah. He will not turn you away. John chapter 6, verses 32 through 40. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never thirst. But I say unto you that he also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Amen. Let's look also at the gospel according to Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8, and look at verses 22 through 25. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bringeth a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hand upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor,
he will not
turn you away.
He will not
turn you away. There are some people in life that do not accept us as we are, who desire that we be greater than we are or less than we are. But thanks be to Christ, the Savior, who accepts us just as we are to make us what we ought to be. I don't know about you, but I enjoy eating bread. And I know that sometimes we say that bread is not good for you, that bread puts weight on you. But whenever I go out to dinner with family and with Second Baptist, it's always somebody say, pass the bread. Always somebody desire a piece of bread. When I came to Second Baptist, there was a woman named Mrs. Dosido. And Mrs. Dosido made the best rolls, second to Jackie, that I've ever eaten. Hallelujah. Jackie says she don't even make rolls, but. There was a Catholic priest from Poland who lived on the eastern shore of Virginia, Cape Charles, Virginia, who made Polish bread. I asked him for his recipe. He gave me the recipe, and the recipe required that the bread stay overnight. The yeast would rise, but it had to happen overnight. I was in a hurry and thought that I could shortcut it by letting it rest for maybe an hour or two, only to discover that the bread was not as good as the bread that was left with that was completed with the recipe. Here recently, I was trying to get a key to a lock made. Went to New Brunswick to a lock place. While reading through a magazine, I saw a recipe for bread. And I said, I'm going to make that bread. The only thing that hurt me was that the bread required that you make beer, that you have put beer in it. Oh, come on, help me, somebody. And so I went to the store, and I'm just confessing. I went to the store and bought one bottle of beer. I did not realize that the clerk knew who I was. She said, Rev. Jemison, you drinking now? I said, no, I'm just making some bread. Life is filled with experiences of us using and eating bread. Jesus is speaking to these persons, these people, and they had gathered around him. And they were talking about Moses and what Moses had done, how he had provided bread for them in the wilderness. Jesus really says to them, when he says, I am the bread of life, he really says to them, stop trying to live on yesterday's bread. Help me, somebody. Stop trying to live on yesterday's bread. I remember in my home, if the bread was old, we didn't use it as bread. We took that bread and made bread pudding. Help me, somebody. Do y'all remember that? Bread pudding was not, in my house, was not made on fresh bread. It was made on older bread. But Jesus is saying, you were blessed in the wilderness by the bread that came from heaven. Even though you were hungry and prayed and asked God to send you a meal, he did send you a meal. He sent you bread from heaven, and you called it manna. The Hebrew word for manna means, what is this? They did not know what it was, but it was the bread that came down from heaven to meet their physical need. Jesus is saying to them, you need a new taste of bread. That old law that required this of you. Paul says that Christ died one time and that the bulls, the sacrifice, would not have to continue because of what God had done through Jesus Christ. Each one of us can come to Christ And we come to Christ in different ways. In Psalm 34 and 4, David writes, I sought the Lord and he heard me. David had sinned and with another man's wife, and he now realizes that he has been guilty and that he is guilty, found guilty of that sin. And he says, I sought the Lord and he heard me. We may seek God even when we have sinned. If sin could blockade the mercy seat, it would be all over for us. If we could not go to Christ, if we could not go to God in prayer after we had sinned, it would be all over for us. But thank God that the God that I serve and the Christ who died for me forgives me of my sins. Thanks be to God that we know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And so I can go to the mercy seat and seek God's forgiveness. Whatever I have done and whatever we have done, we can get that slate wiped clean and dine on the new bread of life that Christ is and that he offers to each one of us. In Psalm 34 and 6, it says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him from all his troubles. The Lord sweeps our griefs away as the wind clears away the mist. And so whatever we have done, whatever we stand in need of the sin that we have committed, God is able, if we cry unto him, he will hear us and he will deliver us from all of our troubles. In Psalm 34 and 8, it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You can only truly know the goodness of God by personally tasting, by personally testing and trying God for yourself. When I look at the text, I understand that they thought that Moses had fed them, that Moses had given them the bread. But Jesus reminds them that God gave them the bread. Psalm 42 says, he has lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and miry. He has put my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. When I think about the weakness of people and when I think about my own weakness, I say to myself, look, it's good to chew on that bread that is called Jesus the Christ. People arrive at Christ by different processes. One is found by Christ himself. The other comes to him, and another is carried by four. And a blind man in Mark chapter 8, verses 22 to 35 is led. How we get to Jesus matters little so long as we come to him. It doesn't matter how you get to him, as long as you come to him. Let me share something with you out of this text in Mark chapter 8. The weakness of faith is to expect the blessing in a certain way. They brought him to Jesus that Jesus may touch him. There are many of us who have faith and we believe in God and we believe in the church of God and we believe in the salvation of God. But salvation comes to us in different ways. There's only one way to be saved, and that is through the name of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. But how you get to him, how you come to him, whether you brought to him or whether he stops you on your path or whether you're led to him, the way to him is that you get to him. That's the best way, is that you come to Christ. In this text, they lead this man to Jesus. They lead him, they bring him to Jesus, expecting Jesus to touch him. They brought him that he may be touched. That's what the scripture says, by Jesus. But Jesus does not touch him. The Bible says he does not touch him at that moment, but he takes him by his hand and leads him out of the city. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, sometimes Jesus leads us out of the crowd so he can work with us. Oh, you're not praying with me. Sometime he takes us from among our kinfolk. You remember Abraham, don't you? How the Lord said to him in Genesis chapter 12, get from among your kinfolk. There's a message there. Sometime our kinfolk are, well, I better leave that alone. Speak about my kinfolk. Sometime my kinfolk just get in my way. I'm trying to praise God, trying to worship God, trying to honor God, and they telling me, look, it don't take all that. It doesn't take all of that. It doesn't take all that clapping. It doesn't take all that praising God. It don't take all of that amen and hallelujah. It may not take all of that, but it does take some of that. Amen. For the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And I don't know about you, but I don't want any cow mooing for me. I want to be able to praise God with the voice and with the life that he has given me. And so my brothers and sisters, when I look at them bringing this man to Christ, Christ leads him out of the city. And then look what he does. He spits on the man's eyes. You may remember there was another blind man that he spit on the ground, made clay out of the spittle, anointed the blind man's eyes, and told him to go wash. Look at this text. He spits on his eyes, and then he touches his eyes and says to him, open. What do you see? He said, I see men walking as trees. I see men not as creations of God, not as having souls, but I see men as trees walking. That's a message there. Sometimes we see people and we do not see them as they are. We do not see them as God has created them. We do not see them as the image and as the model of God's grace and of God's mercy and of God's peace. We see them as objects. The Lord says to him, he touches his eyes again, and he says to him, what do you see me see now? He said, I see clearly now. Sometimes it takes a second touch. Sometimes we join church when we are young. We baptize in the holy waters of baptism. We came and sit on the mourner's bench because mama, grandma, papa, Uncle John told us, you sit there until you get something. And we got tired of sitting there and we got up. Yeah, y'all know it's the truth. Got up and say, well, I got it. And then guess what? When we get out into the world, we forget about the God of our salvation. We forget about that moment when we sit, that moment when we confess Christ as Lord and Savior. We forget about that moment when we were baptized. And then we're out in the world and we said, I've been born again. That's right. Thank you. I've been born again. We lead the Baptist church, go to the Pentecostal church, lead the Pentecostal church, go to the Episcopal church, lead the Episcopal church, go to the Catholic church, looking and searching for new bread. Can I tell you something? The bread that you need is where God has placed you. If it's in the Baptist church, there's a Pentecostal movement going on in the Baptist church. It doesn't matter what denomination you're in. If Christ is there, that's the bread of life. Amen. That's the bread of life. He said, I am the bread of life that came from heaven down. He that eateth of me shall never hunger. You should not hunger for joy. You should not hunger for peace. You should not hunger for love, because he said, I am the bread of life.
If you eat of me.
Maybe I shared with you some time ago that there are some phases to eating. First of all, there's appropriation. It's there before you. You have to take it. You have to take it unto yourself. Then you have to, the other word I'm looking for is mastication. You have to take it and you have to do what? Chew on it. Have mercy. If you take God's word, digest it, and then there's that other word about eating, and that's assimilation. It becomes a part of you. That's why several years ago I weighed 270 pounds. Because I knew how to chew. And it became a part of me. Dr. Hilliard, it just blew me up. I still know how to eat, but I don't eat as much. If you chew on God's word, eat God's word, let it digest in you. It becomes a part of you. People ought to be able to see Christ in you, in your actions, in your conversation. Sometimes folk can make you mad and you remember those old words. But because Christ is in you, you say, mm-hmm. You don't tell them. Or you don't call them. Because God's word has assimilated in you and become a part of you. Can I tell you something about the word of Christ? In John 1:1 says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and that there was nothing created without Him. And guess what? God sent that Word. We celebrate His birth at Christmas. We celebrate His life, His healing, His miracles, His message. And then we look at Calvary on that Friday when He died. We're talking about the Word. How that Word was died and then on the third day morning got up. He didn't lose any power in the grave. He didn't lose any power by working miracles. But when He came out of the grave, guess what He said? All power in heaven and earth is in my hands. I invite you to come to Christ. Sinner, don't let this harvest pass. Come. Those of us who need to renew our life in Christ, we need to come. Different kinds of bread. That tells me Christ can be all that you want Him to be. Savior, deliverer, healer. It's all about who Christ is. And so, as we eat today, He took the bread and broke it and said to the disciples, "This is my body that is broken for you. Eat of it." Took the drink, said to the disciples, "This is the New Testament in my blood. Drink of it. He that eateth of me shall hunger no more. He that drinketh of me shall thirst no more. Because I am the living bread. I am the living water. I'm not dead. I am all that you need." Thanks be to God. No matter how you taste of Him, you will discover that David is right. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Can I get somebody to turn to your neighbor and say, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good"?
be a living testimony of his goodness and of his mercy. And all the people of God said amen.
Amen.
And those who were not afraid shouted hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Invite you to come as our deacons come.